Summer can be a somewhat slow time of the year for South Central Indiana music venues as many artists and bands choose to perform at big music festivals like Bonnaroo and Lollapalooza. There might not be many shows to choose from, but as Annie Corrigan and Michael Kapanis discuss in the latest installment of Amplifier, there are two shows that especially country music fans will want to check out.
First show, big name guy, Steve Earle.
Steve Earle, he's been making music, writing songs since the 70s, sort of the mid-70s. It's kind of interesting. He, for maybe the first 10 years, was writing songs for other people, sort of, as a Nashville songwriter. Mm-hmm. Vince Gill, Patti Loveless, quite a few people. I think he even penned something for Elvis, but never got recorded.
Oh.
And then he didn't really start doing solo albums until the mid-late 80s. But he's been recording like an album almost every year, every other year since. Over 20 studio and live albums. His album last year was Towns, which was a tribute to his friend and sort of mentor, Towns Van Zandt. That was an amazing album that he put out last year. And seems to be doing pretty well.
Seems to be doing pretty well because these are some pretty expensive ticket prices for Bloomington.
Yeah, it's a little pricey. $34 in the balcony, $39 on the floor. But, I have a feeling that it'll probably be close to sold out, if not sold out, because there's a lot of fans around here.
Spend a lonely lifetime ruling down the line, searching for the holy grail. Everyone's crossed my solitary mind. Innocence consecrated.
He'll be performing at the Buskirk-Chumley Theater on July 17th, starting at 8 p.m. Tickets are $34 and $39. As you were saying, probably want to get those tickets ahead of time. You don't want to chance it at the door. Another big name, this one's coming to the Bluebird, Junior Brown.
Yeah, he's another guy that's been around for a while, writing songs and playing around, country music. He's never really had a mainstream success quite as much as Steve Earle or some of the other, country music stars. But he's really got a loyal fan base for sure, almost a cult following, I would say, because the people that love him really love him. They're going to be at every show. And I mean, I totally understand it. He's an amazing guitar player. That's definitely the big draw for him. He plays what's called a git steel.
Yeah, what is that?
it's a single-bodied instrument, but it's got two necks, I guess you could say. Sort of like if you see a double-neck guitar, but it's a little bit different because it's one neck is a guitar, regular six-string electric guitar, mm-hmm. and then the other is a lap steel guitar.
Oh, sure.
So you have to. It takes a certain amount of sort of dexterity to get your hands, around from playing the guitar and then switching over to the steel. Yeah, he's just an amazing guitar player.
That wife of mine, the suspicious kind, she says that I'm quite a flirter. But I've been a good boy all of the time, and I wouldn't do nothing to hurt her.
He'll be performing at the Bluebird on August 19th. That show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $15 for that one. Two country shows. I'm not sure in the past Amplifiers we've covered country shows. Is there something about
yeah,
this time of year?
I don't know if it's this time of year or just a coincidence, but I don't know. These seemed like a couple of important shows. So
we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Find out more about Steve Earle and Junior Brown on our website, wfiu.org/arts. And you can keep track of the artists and bands playing around South Central Indiana by looking at our community events calendar at wfiu.org/arts. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm David Wood. Thanks for listening.